the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and here we are on a nice morning. Boy, it's brisk out there. I had to almost turn the heat on in the car. Oh, my. It's July the 19th. No, this is the 19th year. It's the 24th day. July 24th. Now, this is the day that George Kasotis will be on. Hopefully. George isn't here yet. But maybe we'll see George before it's all over. I hope. 10:18, well, it's almost 10:19. And, boy, it was a cold overnight. Down in the lower 50s. My tomatoes said, hey, Charlie, warm it up. Hey, my cucumbers. My wife found a cucumber I had overlooked. Boy, it's a whopper. And, whoops, just these ear. I need to glue my earphones to my ears. They keep falling on the microphone. Anyhow, I've had three cucumbers now. Will I have any more? I'm going to have to look carefully. So I got cucumber salad coming out my ears. My daughter Kathy made me a cucumber batch, and I've got that, and I was eating that last night. And I'll be eating cucumbers till kingdom comes. That's good. Cucumber's good for you. And with no salt, oh, I'm a salt-free diet. Are any of you on salt-free diets? Yeah. What do you eat nowadays? Thin air? 10:20 is the time. Oh, and tickets. Yes, tickets. Now, we'll still, the Kids Bop winner has not picked up his tickets. So today, at the end of the program, I'll be drawing for Chris Young's tickets for tomorrow night. No, wait. Chris Young is on Thursday. That's tomorrow. Chris Young will be on Thursday. Is this Wednesday or Thursday? Oh, it's Wednesday. Boy, I'm sure behind times. Huh? That's interesting. It is. I think I've reached the plateau. But I thought I was here yesterday. I guess not. Isn't that weird? Okay, so yeah, it's Wednesday, and George Kasotis should be in today. Fred Malone should have been in last week. I hope Fred's all okay. So anyhow, oh, here's a caller. Okay, caller, you're out there. Go ahead.
Okay, caller.
I can't hear you.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday, my kids, Mike Austin, won a ticket for the show tonight. I called in for him because his work schedule prevents him from going tonight. And whoever answered the phone when I called did not give Scott the message that they called back the second time. And they never got the message to have him draw another number or name for somebody else.
Okay, well, okay, so we're going to...
Mike's not going to be able to make it, and nobody gave Scott the message.
Okay, so at the end of my program today, I'll pull another number.
So if anybody can make it tonight, draw them.
Yeah, well, it's a crazy world. Okay, but...
Hi, Charlie.
We'll do the Kids Bop and Chris Young. Kids Bop is tonight. Wow. Okay, Bob. All right, 740-333-9944. Okay, yeah. Now, where am I? Okay. There is a fruit, or not a fruit, but a vegetable out there that you have to peel away the leaves around it before you get into the good part of it. What vegetable am I talking about? Now, if you can answer that, I'll throw your name in the bucket. Okay, what vegetable do you have to peel away the outer leaves to get in at the eatable or edible part? Oh, and it's good, too. They make dips out of it, or it's in dips. Okay, remember the old song, Dipsy Doodle? Boy, I can hardly, that was a long time ago. The Dipsy Doodle. That was actually a song. I could probably pull it up on the internet. I keep thinking, every now and then an old song runs across my mind. Chicory chick, chala, chala, chickalagoombi, in a banana kabalika, walika, won't you see? Chicory chick is me. Remember that one? Well, let's get back to the vegetable that you have to peel away the outer leaves before you can get in at the good stuff. 740-333-9944. All right. Now there's a bug out there, too. Question number two. This bug can be found in rather large numbers, and he may be found in your hair, on your shoulder, or anywhere else, just looking up at you with those beady green or red eyes. And it's kind of scary, those eyes looking at you. But all in all, this particular bug will not harm you. But what kind of a bug would that be? Ooh, hey, have you heard about, there's another bug, a dangerous one. It's been in the news, and it can actually kill people. Yeah, you'll hear more about it. I mean, if anybody else has heard of that bug, can't remember the name of it. It's coming our way, but they didn't say how to keep it away or anything else. And I'd like to know more. Well, James Anderson will be on tomorrow. That's something James will talk about. I'll have him talk about it. Yeah, that new bug. It can be a killer. But the other bug with those beady red eyes looking up at you when it lands on you is not poisonous. What is it? Or what is the vegetable that has the leaves that you peel away to get in at the good part? And if you can answer 740, okay, here we go. Maybe this is, hello, good morning.
Yeah, the vegetable, is it kohlrabi?
Kohlrabi? No, it's not kohlrabi. No. Thanks. Yeah. Can you spell kohlrabi? K-O-H-L-R-A-B-I? Kohlrabi? 10:26 is the time. You got to make sure you peel away those leaves. That's a mandate, you might say. Okay, caller, go ahead.
It's not corn, is it?
Corn? No, it's not corn. No.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yes. It's not that uncommon either. 10:26 is the time. And if you can answer correctly, I'll throw your name in the bucket for the drawing for the talent tomorrow night, Chris Young, at the Ohio State Fair. Whoops. I think I dropped my caller. Are you still there?
Yes, I am. Would that be cabbage, Charlie?
No, it's not cabbage. No. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, cabbage. Yeah, peel away the leaves. You get down to the core. I like cabbage, what do they call it, the center of the cabbage, although about one or two of those is enough. Now, okay, here we go. Good morning, caller.
Is it artichoke?
Artichoke is correct, yes. Well, what is your name?
My name's Brittany Garneau.
Okay, just a second. Brittany Garner. Okay, I'm writing your name down while I talk, and that's quite an accomplishment. Okay, Britton, and we'll be drawing for tomorrow's talent as well as tonight's at the end of my later on today we'll be drawing. So you keep listening.
Okay.
All right, Britton. Bye.
Thank you.
It's the Artichoke People. Remember that? Yeah. No. No. Yeah. The Artichoke. You got to peel away the leaves. If you don't, you'll choke. Okay. Caller, go ahead. Yes, caller. Yes. Bob?
Hello.
Bob, go ahead. Bob.
Hey, are you looking for a ladybug?
A ladybug? No, it's not a ladybug.
The name of the bug.
No, it's not that. Not a ladybug, no. This bug is a little larger than a ladybug, that's for sure. And, I was at a program or an outdoor thing one time, and this particular insect jumped on a lot of people, and the screams, oh my, you should have heard it. Okay, go ahead. Are you there? Okay. It says incoming caller, but nothing's incoming. Okay, 10:29's the time. And how are you all doing today? You keeping warm? I never thought I'd say that. But, oh, the heat wave was... I tell you, I was miserable last week, as a million or trillion other people were miserable. It's awful when, you know, we're not rich enough to have whole house air conditioning. And because once you retire, you know, you're not... unless you did a 401k or something like that. I had, you know, when I worked at WDIF, we had a 401k, and I thought, hey, this is great. Start saving some money. And about, I don't know how, 6 months after it all started, they sold the radio station. And so I got $100. Didn't go far, but that was the extent of my 401k. So, unless you can do well on Social Security, it's kind of a bleak world out there. So, hence, no whole house air conditioning. That's what I was getting at. And I tell you, you go to a room, and all you breathe is hot air. And that's a real trip. Okay, we're going to pause. We'll be
hey,
right
Charlie,
back.
Hey, Charlie. Did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Well, that means I'm back on. 10:31's the time. And just remember that Kids Bop tickets will be drawn later today again, since we do not have the winner. And then the talent for tomorrow night is Chris Young. We'll be polling for that at the end of the day today. So that's the way it is, folks. 10:32 right now. Okay, I got my question answered on the artichoke. The vegetable, you peel away the outer leaves to get at the good part. Artichokes, you know, you can take that center of the artichoke and you can make dip. Put some other things with it. I don't know what they put with it to make artichoke dip. Probably some cheese and melted cheese, different things. All right, now let me see. Got to think up of another question here. Okay, here's something. Back now today, or this year, for the last, well, it'll be the third year in a row, we will have the big fly-in, and well, it's not called a fly-in, really. It's the it's for dialysis and in your enjoyment, the different planes at the airport on, in September. And what I want to know, what did that used to be called when it wasn't? It was a different format. We had planes coming in from all over, dozens and dozens of aircraft. These were home-built or built from kits. And they would come to the airport, and they'd fly all over creation. And then there generally would be a stunt or two. And I remember I went up in several different planes, if you could call them that, more like a flying girder with a wing and a seat. And I sat behind the pilot. And down around me, it was, well, straight down. You sat on a seat, and everything was down on either side of you, hundreds of feet. And you talk about a thrill. You're sitting there in wide, kind of like wide open spaces, and you're looking all around, and there's nothing but down all around. But then in front of you, jokingly, was a sign on the back seat of the pilot. It said, "Pilot, choose tobacco." Well, but unfortunately, this pilot, who was well known with this flying girder, he was flying somewhere else, and he dived or dipped too low and lost control and lost himself and his passenger. They were killed. And that happened to a couple, well, the original time I flew in an open-air craft was with Vern Kearns. And we flew all around Marion, you know, kind of buzzing the town a little bit, highlighting the fact that something big's coming to the airport. You know, you can't beat that buzzing, as long as you can do it legally. And so Vern and I flew around and around Marion, ballyhooing the big Murphy, or the big fly-in coming. Oh, yes. That was many years ago. That was probably, what, 30 years ago? I don't know. A long time. But I want to know, what was the name of it? It was a fly-in and involved pilots from all over creation, home-built, the Experimental Aircraft Association aircraft, you know, build it yourself. And then I flew in a Long Easy. Steve Oborn was a pilot on that, and boy, that was a thrill. The Long Easy has one wing in front of you, and it's fast and loud. Oh my, is it loud. But oh boy, the maneuvers, tremendous. I've flown in just about everything that will fly except a dishpan. Okay, what did it used to be called, the big aircraft event in Marion? And I was the announcer for it several times, and I never will forget one of the pilots that did the aeronautics. He was most well-known, and he would be out there in his plane doing all these complicated maneuvers, including flying high and installing out and turning around, coming down. His wife, I gave the microphone to her, and she told all her what her pilot was doing. It was really interesting. And I don't know how it was, whether it was a couple of years later, this same pilot was happened to be at the airport south of here, and was taking off, lifted his nose up, and buried the nose, and was killed. And he was a very famous aeronautical pilot. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, now, in fact, one time, he also did a show where he himself would tell what he was doing, and it would come over the loudspeaker. Wow. Okay, what was the name of the show in Marion? It came to the airport for years, then a big gap, nothing after that. And there are planes, they buzz all over town, little funny-looking little planes, you know, build-it-yourself planes. Yeah, that was something. Of course, this year we're going to have two Ospreys. Yeah, well, here, I bet I know who this is. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, the bug you're looking for,
yes.
Is it like a June bug, a real hard-shelled big old brown bug?
Well, it's not really hard-shelled, but it does leave a hard shell behind.
Well, I know when I sit out at night, but they're gone now, there would be like a big old, I don't know even what a roach really looks like, but it'd be a pretty big old bug.
Oh.
And it would land on me like when I was outside, you know, and
yes.
stuff. Or,
now that that might have been...
The only name I could come up with is June bug.
Oh, no, it has a name, and if it's one I'm thinking, it's a 17-year variety. And when
it's not that, it starts with an S, that C,
you're thinking of it, cicada.
Cicada.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Is that it?
That's it, yeah. Cicada.
Well, I can't pronounce the name hardly,
yeah.
But I thought, and I didn't know if they were the same or not, but June bug, I thought a June bug in a way was a ladybug. See,
oh.
I don't know my bugs.
Well, it's like the mayfly at Lake Erie. Some call it mayfly. I used to call it Canadian soldier. And I got all kinds of different names. Okay,
yeah,
well.
I know down home we have different names for different things.
Yeah,
so
right.
And stuff, but the only thing I could think was, like, I know when I set out, but now they're not around.
Yeah, they're due to come out yet this year. The 17-year variety. Yeah. And no, in July, usually they're out. And they have that buzzing sound all day long as they're cutting out of their shell and reappearing as a,
we call those locusts.
Yeah, well, locusts or cicada, yeah.
Yeah, because they would, down home,
yeah.
They would go on the whole side of the house and be just gobs of them.
Yeah, it could be a locust
yeah.
or a cicada. They're both in one.
Oh, okay, but I thought they came out every 7 years.
Oh, no, that's every 17 years. There's that one variety that is underground for 17 years.
Well, is there one that comes out seven? Or
there's one that comes out every year.
Oh, but I thought they always told me every 7 years.
Oh,
and I thought,
no.
I was trying to think, I don't know what a roach looks like. And then I knew that bug when I stood out. And I thought, I don't know if it's already got on me. I thought this year, but
yeah,
I haven't seen any lately.
Hey, tomorrow James Anderson's going to be on. And I'll have him tell all about cicadas.
Yeah, I'll have him do that
because I
know they'd make the noise, and when we go to the house, we'd run for the house, so they wouldn't get on us.
I remember as a kid finding their shells in trees and picking up their shell after, you know, they cut themselves out of their skin.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
I remember down home on that, we had one great big side where there was no windows, and
yes.
that thing would just be covered with things.
Well, hey, why don't I take your name for a drawing for the State Fair Show?
Okay, it's Judy Summers.
Okay, Judy.
Now, yesterday I won that one that was, that one you got one to give away today?
That Kids Bop?
Yeah, and I told him to put it back in because
okay.
I don't have any young kids, and I didn't want it to go to waste or anything.
Yeah, we're going to do that drawing yet today, too, yeah.
And I wondered, why is it they only have, like, one day, you know? It's hard to get in there, like, today.
We do it a day ahead of time.
Yeah, because that doesn't give people much time. And, like, tonight, they're going to have to get that and get down there. So, because I figured, I don't even know what the group is, but I figured somebody would know and they'd really want to go. And
same way with Chris Young. Oh, we have three pairs of tickets for his show tomorrow.
Yeah, my daughter, she's really interested in that, so I might go to that.
See
if she doesn't have anybody else.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot for calling.
Okay,
by the way, you said, now, are you from down south?
I'm down from a little place called Oak Hill. We call it Oak Hill, down by Jackson.
Oh, okay. Down by the Apple people.
Jackson's about 12 miles, the Apple Festival, because
yes.
the cheerleaders, we always rode in it. We're down around Dallas with Bob Evans.
Oh, that's good. Well, I've bicycled that country several times.
Yeah, I miss it. I've been up here 50-some years, and I miss it. So.
I'd like to take a drive and just drive down through there and just sit somewhere and take it all in.
Well, Mom, she always liked to ride around Chillicothe at
yes.
Nice's Hillsville, like smoke, you know what I mean?
Right.
She always liked to ride and see the leaves turning.
Yeah,
she always liked that.
Yeah, I've been to Chillicothe many times in the spring when the ride from Columbus to Portsmouth would go through Chillicothe. We'd all stop to use the restroom at the Hopewell Park.
Oh.
You know, with the ancient mounds and all that.
Yeah, I just know that paper place that smelled.
Oh, that's where we had our meal after we stopped at the Indian mounds. Then we pedaled down and had a meal next to the paper factory.
Yeah, I took the bus, home on, when I went back home.
Yes.
And even with the air conditioning, that would just be full in that
yeah,
bus.
Right.
And I didn't know how people could stand to live around there, but I guess if you're used to it. But they did something. It doesn't smell anymore.
Yeah. It is interesting, but that part of Ohio is so quaint, and the people are so nice. And
yeah.
It just kind of, but people had to come this way to find jobs.
Oh, yeah, when people graduated, I think we had 71 that graduated. And then either the boys would go in the service or you would go to Columbus and, get a job.
So that was it, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Boy, I was in Columbus yesterday. I can't believe all the construction going on. Oh, boy.
Well, I was down there real early. I went down at 5:30. I had to go to my daughter's and stuff, but when I went down that early, there's not much traffic going down, but then when I came back around 7, people working in Columbus, coming to Columbus, it was a lot.
Well, really. Yeah, I went down to about I was down there mid-morning, and no traffic problems, except in a divided area to the west of me, it was bumper to bumper.
Oh, yeah, I went down in old Worthington. She lives in old Worthington there.
Okay. Oh, okay.
By Grater's Ice Cream, so that I only had to go that far. But, yeah, she always tells me to get out there by 2:30 or 3,
yes,
or you'll be sitting in traffic.
Boy,
so.
I guess so. What are we going to do for the future? We can't make roads out of everything, which we'll have to do, it looks like.
Wow. We'll be in those things where they deliver those packages, those flying things. We'll each have
Well,
those.
Yeah, all we'll have to do is stand somewhere and think, and we'll be there.
Well, those things where they deliver all that stuff, we'll just each have one of those and fly up in the air.
Well, that's right. One of those four-bladed quadcopters.
Well, they call them, what do they call these things that they deliver?
Drones. They call them drones.
Yeah. We'll have one of those.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, good morning, caller.
Is it Wings and Wheels Flying?
No, that's what it is now. I was asking, what was it originally called?
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, yeah. The original name, way back, and it was quite well known. And the letters stood. Well, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, did you need my name? I didn't give it.
Let's see.
Insect one, did I need
Judy,
to give it or
is
it
Judy,
pull it up?
Judy Summers?
Yeah, and now you're on 2 hours. Did they say you could call in one time each hour?
Oh, sure, yes.
Yes, I wasn't too sure about that.
Yeah, go right in. Yeah, okay, thanks.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Okay, yeah, Judy talking about Southern Ohio. I tell you, bicycling so many times, as we did through Southern Ohio. It really is intriguing. I mean, it's quaint and, you know, not as populated as up here. And there's something about it, and you can understand why people, you know, even though they, you know, have problems with flooding and different things, they want to stay right there. Although the younger generation, as always, needs to get out and get a job. And when you're in the southern part of the state, especially the southeastern part, jobs. Yeah, around here there are more jobs that can be filled. That's the truth. There are more jobs than, oh my goodness, the wide open market for jobs. Not all highly skilled, believe me, but jobs for people willing to work, willing to not be tempted by drugs, things like that. Good, clean workers. Yes, indeed. That's Marion. We've got a room for a lot of workers. Okay, let me see. Where was I? We got the cicadas, the 17-year locust. About James Anderson, I should write it down. I have to have him talk about the cicadas tomorrow. And what else was I thinking of him? Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Okay, here's an easy one. What year did the Popcorn Festival begin? Answer that, and I'll put your name in the big bucket here. What year did the Popcorn Festival begin in Marion? Okay, go ahead, caller.
Oh.
Whoops. I think she fell down the stairs. Okay, next caller. 7403-39944. Oh, speaking of stairs. Yeah. You know, well, interesting. I've had so many appointments for doctors for this and that. You know, I'm on a salt-free diet. And listen, how many of you are on salt-free diet? Okay, caller, go ahead.
1981.
Yes, you're correct. Yes, okay. Now, I'll put your name down for State Fair Entertainment.
Okay.
Okay, what is your name?
Brittany Garneau. I've already called once.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Okay. All right. So, how y'all doing? Oh, let me see here. Yeah, be sure to keep listening to us. If we draw your name and you're not listening, you'll never know, will you? Unless somebody calls you. 10:50 is the time, and it's a nice day. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's about in between. And how's your vegetables doing? I did water my cucumbers and put some fertilizer in it, too, the very first for this year. And I am expecting, I don't know how, I'm trying to hand pollinate my cucumbers. I touch one and then touch another. I know it's crazy, but I try. They're not getting pollinated. I've got all these cucumber blossoms, and so far we've only had 3 cucumbers. But boy, the last one, oh, was it a whopper. Yeah, I'm going to be eating cucumber salad from now until kingdoms come. How did those phrases start? Till kingdoms come, or was that the till kings or kingdom comes? Maybe that means the end of the world. Okay, 10:51 right now. And what was it originally called? The big gathering of aircraft every summer at the Marion Airport. What was it called? Start with the letter M. I'll give you that much. In fact, maybe I'll give you 2 letters. I'll give you a letter and a word. Well, and the 2 words, Mideast. You fill out the rest. Mideast, RFI. Mideast, RFI. What's that? What was it? Okay, now let me see what else. I'm looking here for another tempting question. Here's one. There is a road that stretches across Marion County. Goes quite a ways. It goes, past the prisons. it goes up to the airport, and then it's cut off. There's a big gap between the airport and Route 95 or Route 98. Yeah, during the war, they had a bomb plant go up there, and so they cut it off. That's right. But this road, if you can name that road, it goes clear across Marion County and Morrow County into Richland County. What's the name of that road? 740-383-9944. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Sorry, that'd be Marion Williamsport Road.
Yes, it would be. Right. Okay, yeah. Okay, let me put your name down. And I should know your name.
This is Ralph Thacker.
Yeah, Ralph. Yeah, Ralph. I keep... the man that brought us the fans, I can't... That wasn't you, was it?
No, no.
Okay.
I can remember the day that happened, but I can't remember who it was.
Right, yeah. Well, we've given them away anyhow. Well, okay, I got your name in the bucket.
All right, Charlie.
Okay, don't get your feet wet. Okay.
Bye.
All right. Okay. And here it is, Wednesday. Here, I was thinking it was, Wednesday. I was thinking it was Thursday. I don't know. I get all mixed. I've already been to a hospital this morning. That's right. Got around. All right. Let me see. Not for anything serious, of course. Now, let me see. 10:54 is the time. And, 1981. The Marion Popcorn Festival, 1981. Okay. Now, we got the Artichoke, Williamsport Road, yes. Boy, that's a long one, the Williams. I think it might end over at Williamsport, Ohio. Over at Williamsport, Ohio is a Grange, if it's still in existence. I don't know. The Morrow County Soil and Water Conservation District used to have their annual meeting there. Okay, and let me see what else I've got here. I'm trying to choose from some tried and true questions that I had from last year. And I've put a lot of work into these. Oh, my. Okay. Oh, we have another caller. Okay, another caller. Go ahead.
Is it Midwest Air Race?
No, not quite. It was Mideast blank, blank, blank. Keep thinking about it. Okay. You might want to call a pilot, you know. Probably don't know any. There are not that many private pilots around anymore. These planes are too expensive to buy as a individual. Everything has gone commercial because the planes that used to see in the air and be stationed out at the airport, they're worth so much money, it almost pays to sell them. Oh, my, yes. Aviation, the cost of gasoline over $4 a gallon, of course, getting close to $5. All right, hello.
Hello, was that called the Mideast Regional Flyer?
Yes, it sure was. Yes, indeed. Okay, can I have your name?
Yeah, Pete Gruber.
Pete Gruber?
Yep.
Okay, Pete. And now if you win, you can go to, we're going to do a couple of drawings, one's for the Today's Talent, Kids Bop. The other's for Chris Young at the State Fair tomorrow.
Okay. When are you drawing
them? Let's see. At the end of my, that's right. I gotta ask again, Scott, just exactly when we're making the drawing every day. I was thinking it was the end of my shift, but no, there are other people that come here after me. So we'll announce the final drawing in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. All right. Good to hear from Pete. Boy, oh boy. You like to hear from people all over. We got all these state fair talent tickets. I tell you, wait till we Hank Williams. Oh, boy. He's coming July 27th, and Toby Keith, July 29th, and REO Speedwagon on Let's see, it doesn't give the date there. It must be the last, one of the last shows. Yep, the Ohio State one. Well, let's see. The SOS Band, Midnight Star, three pairs of tickets on Thursday, August 1st. Bad Company on Friday, August 2nd. Happy Together, let me see. The Turtles, boy, a whole bunch of on Saturday, August 3rd. Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead.
Ah, I can hear you now.
Let me see. Yeah, I can hear you too.
And I'll probably hear you later.
Oh.
Hey, you gave a segue into the fly-in.
Yes.
We will soon have tickets for the Friday the 13th reception for the Red Tail Squadron and Dr. Harold Brown, one of the few remaining Tuskegee Airmen. And it will really be something.
Okay, now where do we go to buy a ticket?
Well, on our website, I'm going to try to get a schedule up so folks can come out to the airport, or maybe Panera Bread seems to be a popular place, easy for people to get to, and have tickets. There are only going to be 150 tickets available, and out of those 150, one lucky ticket holder will get a flight in the P-51 Mustang.
Really? No kidding?
And that flight is a good half hour.
Really? Oh,
that's
man.
Right.
Ooh.
You're not just going up and down.
Oh,
You're going to have an experience of a lifetime.
And a Mustang. Oh, a P-50. Oh, I can't believe it.
And the tickets are a $50 donation.
Okay.
And, again, there's only going to be 150 of them. And that Friday evening from 4:30 to 6:30 will be the reception. We're going to have some really good food there. We're going to have two Osprey Marine aircraft, a Black Hawk helicopter, a medevac helicopter. And we don't know what the Ohio National Guard will be bringing in yet, but it's a helicopter.
Okay.
We don't know which model.
We're going to be breaking here in about 30 seconds. Okay.
30 seconds. So anyway, people get ready. Stay tuned to WWGH for more information on when and how you can get those tickets.
Very good. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. All right. Yeah. Sounds good. I don't know what the menu is, but we'll find out more about that later on. But can you imagine a long flight in a P-51? Oh, my land. Boy, a lot of men would give their right arm.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the place for all the big events. For Scott Spears and Terry Tackett at the 2016 World Series in Cleveland, Ohio, as the Cleveland Indians face the Chicago Cubs.
Now, how is this all going to end up? How many games are we going to play in this series?
I want to say six games. We're gonna take it in six.
Four to six. So what do you think will happen when the Indians go to Wrigley? Because you know that city also is waiting for a World Series.
Yes, they is, you know, but I believe in the city. I believe in the tribe. The president is taking 300 of the employees over to Wrigley Field, and I believe that we're going to have one or two wins coming out of there.
It is an amazing night here, and it's great time. And tonight, to win the opener, does that give them momentum, in your opinion?
Yes, I do. I believe it. I mean, they've been waiting for this all season. Cleveland Indians was counted out. They didn't believe in us, but we in Cleveland, and the time is now.
And here we are in Cleveland. It's probably 39 degrees. The winds are out of the northwest coming off the lake. The lake would be the Great Lake. Yeah, Larry. Something happened. We're getting some feedback here. A play has been played. I had my back to it. What was that?
It was a double down the right field line for Jose Ramirez.
The cold is coming off the lake. Ramirez is doing well. And as near as I can tell, we want to send out from Smuckers a very 108th happy birthday to Billy Goat Charlie, who today celebrates 108 years old as the Cleveland Indians are pulling out of the Chicago Cubs in the World Series. Happy birthday, Billy Goat.
Happy birthday, Billy Goat, see you next year.
Do you think that the Chief Wahoo character will eventually end up in the same trouble that the Redskins character has ended up in?
You know, I was hoping not, but I'm afraid, unfortunately, it's going to happen.
This could be the last chance for the Indians, because after this, they will be the Cleveland Jet Flyers.
Yes, they could be the Cleveland Rock and Rollers from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We're going to take a little break, see if we can find somebody else. This is Scott Spears and Terry Tackett. We are live from the Q and Progressive Field on what is a very balmy, very cool night here as we kick off World Series 2016 opening game. And it's been something else, I assure you of that.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Belltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here just like that. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops. This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay and play. Meet 10,000 awesome animals at the Columbus Zoo. Plus, splash all day at Zumbezi Bay with tons of rides and water slides.
So what are you waiting for?
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable Event Games.
Let your shamrock shine at the Dublin Irish Festival. Celebrate Celtic culture with great eats, live entertainment, and more. August 2nd through the 4th.
This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com. And keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. Marion Court Apartments, located on Fairfax Road, offering newly updated one-bedroom apartments with laundry room and patio. Telephone number 740-389-3462. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments.
Florence Mabel Harding was the First Lady of the United States from 1921 to 1923 as the wife of President Warren G. Harding. Known as the Duchess, she adapted well to the White House, where she gave notably elegant parties. She was the first First Lady to vote, operate a movie camera, own a radio, hold her own press conferences, and invite movie stars to the White House.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
This is Weasel Boy, and you're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the net at WWGH1071.com. You can listen free on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Boy, I love free things.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marion native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
Hey everyone, it's Weasel Boy, Weasel the Weeze. You might remember me from WNCI in Columbus. Now good for you, lucky, you won the bet. I'm going to be right back here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's going to be the Weasel Show. We're going to have huge guests, great prizes, lots of entertainment. We're going to be interactive and give away a lot of goodies. So you can listen live on the net at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The Weasel Show is supported by Retrofoam of Central Ohio, LLC. Retrofoam doesn't cost, it pays. Telephone number is 614-664-FOAM. That's 614-664-3626. Website, www.retrofoamofcentralohio.com. And you can catch them on Facebook at Retrofoam of Cent Ohio.
I'm an IT guy, and I have an office, and I've got some computers in there, and occasionally they break down. Who do I turn to? What do I do? Well, I can always listen to Adam, the computer guy. He's got all the information that I need to help me keep my computers running just beautifully. So if you have any computer information you need, you want to keep your computers running right, and you want to get the latest news and information, listen to Adam, the computer guy, right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH.
Today's top and trendy technology topics every Tuesday and Thursday between 2:10 p.m. and 3 with me on WWGH Radio.
This is Earl Pitts American. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.
At Zumbezi Bay, there are endless ways to enjoy your day. So whether you're a speedy slider, a tiny tighter, a super splasher, or a max relaxer, you'll love all our rides, tides, and water slides.
Plus, admission to Zumbezi Bay gets you into the Columbus Zoo, too. So what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Learn more at columbuszoo.org.
Zumbezi Bay!
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Live from the WWGH News Center. I'm Bill Macy.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. The following candidates have received the official endorsement of Marion Firefighters Local 379 for the upcoming November election. For City Council President, Todd Schneider. 1st Ward City Council, Kai Mead. 2nd Ward City Council, Ayers Ratliff. 3rd Ward City Council, Kevin Lytell. 4th Ward City Council, Debbie Blevins. 5th Ward City Council, Leslie Cunningham. 6th Ward City Council, Kathy Swanger. City Council at Large, Becky Gustin, Josh Daniels, and Mike Neff. City Auditor, Kelly Carr. City Law Director, Mark Russell. And Mayor of the City of Marion, Scott Schertzer. Ryan Redman, President of Marion Firefighters Local 379, stated, "Please consider these candidates when you place your vote on November 5th. These men and women have shown that they support your Marion firefighters in our mission to protect and serve the public. On behalf of Local 379, I wish everyone the best of luck in the fall election. Respectfully, Ryan Redman, President, Marion Firefighters Local 379.